It's a Saturday night special here on 106.9 The Ranch. Sarah hanging out with you, and I've got Danny and Aaron McDonald here in the studio.
Hello. Yes, yes.
I was looking forward to having y'all in. I was talking off air that I first heard y'all on TXRDR last year, played Copeland for the Hurricane Harvey benefit. So I was really impressed. I was like, I like them. And then when your promoter was like, oh, I'm sending them around, I was like, oh, okay, send them in.
Oh, I appreciate awesome.
That's it. Way better than saying, don't send them in.
No. Well, y'all are out. You're both have music out. You're both out promoting the songs, hitting the roads, meeting all the nice radio stations in the land.
That's right.
Yeah. So we've
been spending a lot of time together.
Radio run. Yeah. Kind of. Danny has her own thing going on. I have my own thing going on, but we're usually on stage together. So
no matter what. Yeah.
That works. I feel like that's how a lot of, you know, the husband wife duos work. I recently was looking at Shovels and Rope, and they are re-releasing their solo records that led up to Shovels and Rope being a thing. And
I was like, are they?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. They're so good.
Yeah. And I was looking at the thing. I was like, oh, wait, I have the originals of this. I was there. I was there at the beginning.
Dang.
And that's awesome. I just thought it was funny because I was like, wow, the way that sort of thing happens and things. But well, tell us a little about yourself. How did y'all decide? I know y'all moved to Texas a little bit to do the music thing.
Yeah, so Danny is from Texas. Mm-hmm, I would never want to take that away from her. Fifth generation Texan, and he gives me some street cred because I married a real Texan.
Yeah, Ty is right here to Corsicana.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to share that story?
We can at some point. And, my grandfather and great-grandfather were both born here, and my great-grandfather's first job was catching sliced bread off the conveyor belt at Collins Street Bakery. And so he was born in 1970. So if that was his first job, it wasn't sometime in the 20s, which is just crazy to think about.
Well, I mean, that's been around for so long. And when people are like, oh, fruitcake, you're just like, no.
It's a big deal.
Fruitcake, Collins Street, that'll change your life.
Absolutely, it will. Yeah.
It's not just for gifting and then throwing away.
No. It's for enjoying.
It is. And the tins last forever.
Yes. You can find those everywhere, though.
That's right. But those are so special, and they're every year. I mean, there's lots of commemorative stuff. I mean, we have just too many of them.
Very cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were in the Northwest when we met. I'm from Oregon originally.
Okay.
And I was kind of climbing the corporate ladder, and Danny was also, but we're both doing music on the side. And I had a band and a few different bands that all subsequently had been broken up by
a girl.
Different girls being in the band. And so I was like, no girls in this band, because I know how that goes. And then sure enough, we started singing together. And
your drummer took out a Craigslist ad that I responded to.
Yeah.
Which was a little weird because it said, seeking attractive female vocalist to sing backup and take lead sometimes. And I thought it was kind of pompous.
A little bit. But then again, you're like, here I am, attractive.
I can't
be blamed for that because I told him not to do it in the first place. So.
Well, I wrote back, I fit your requirements, period. And I didn't sign it or anything. Like, if you want to respond to me, you can. But this is as far as I'm going with you. And then the rest is history.
Yeah, he forwarded me that email. I thought it was pretty funny. And I was like, sure, I'll go ahead and meet that girl. And we met at the bar across from our practice space at the time. And
which sounds like a 2020 murder mystery on my side. I'm meeting a strange man at a bar in an industrial part of Seattle to go into his windowless soundproof room to try out for some band. I look back and I'm like, oh my gosh, who let me make those decisions?
I mean, certain towns, that would be weird. Like Seattle, I mean, it makes a little sense.
Well, I mean, Aaron is very sweet, and I think that, you know, I have a good judge of character, so...
Oh, had a cute little meet cute.
Yeah, so we kind of hit it off, and I didn't at that point care if she could sing or not. Turns out she could, so that was a bonus.
There you go.
Yeah, so we got married about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And Danny had encouraged me to quit my job. Basically, 15 days after we got married, I quit my job. And a few months later, we moved to Texas and have been hitting it hard ever since. So,
too much talent for him to not pursue it full time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, then, so were you always kind of doing country twinge stuff up in Seattle, or was it a different project entirely?
It was more country rock stuff.
Okay.
I always wanted it to be more country than it was, but like, you know, not to offend, I love the guys that I played with. Mm-hmm. They were great musicians. It was just, you know, a good illustration of the situation we're in is there's like two good steel players in all of Seattle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that makes sense. Just having the players that know how to play that kind of music. Mm-hmm.
And they're not even necessarily honky tonk. I mean,
yeah.
Probably just guitar players that were like, this sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, that's like a, it's like a grunge country band.
Yeah. So like the guy that helped engineer one of the songs, like played steel, but he played steel on a Shin song.
Oh, okay. You well, yeah. I mean? Yeah.
So,
I mean, great, like you said, great musician, just different sound.
Yeah. So yeah, you came here, you flourished, you found the honky tonk scene, and
yeah,
there you are.
Yeah,
here
we are. Really kind of fell in love with the whole dance culture, two step thing. It's real prevalent in Austin where we're based.
And well, in the rodeo scene, and I mean, you just, the whole cowboy culture is something that you've always been drawn to.
Yeah, no doubt. So yeah, so here we are.
Here you are. Mm-hmm. Let's get you to play something.
Sure. I guess we could do the title track of my last record. It's a song called Lucky Me.
Yeah.
Kind of a sarcastic tune about how, what a predicament maybe a party guy would be in without a woman to ground him. And so he's not at the bar every night killing himself. Even though sometimes that's what he wishes he could do.
McDonald here on the Saturday Night Special 106.9 The Ranch. Title track of the last record?
That's right. Lucky Me.
There you go. Well, we will keep them here for a little while longer and learn more about them and hear more stuff. Keep it here on The Ranch.